Well, okay. You know if you're in form or not. Don't you? Look, any decent player, half decent player, knows and accurately assesses whether he's playing well or he's not playing well.
Yeah, they? I'm not in the best form I've been in my career,
but you're not in bad
form. I still
had
seven shots on goal on Friday night, so yep. I'd be kicking myself if we were losing. I wasn't having an impact that way, but that's not the be all and end all of my game. I need to have a presence with my spot that I play and just compete like I'd. It's my last contest, and I'm probably not at the level that I expected myself. And I'm working as hard as I can at training to practice being in those situations.
You remember last week I said to you, you know, this is a defining moment of the season, a defining game, because, you know, you hadn't been able to get on top of them before, and if you could, that would mean you'd improve. If you haven't, you know, might sort of nothing had changed, and you sort of fobbed that off a little bit. Did you think it was an important game for that sort of thing, or did you think it was just another game? Because I certainly thought if you could go down there and do it, then I'd go, wow, these boys have improved. But the fact that you went back there and did sort of very similar to what you did both games last year.
Oh, look, I was very, very confident going down there. I thought we were going to put it up to them, and we're in pretty good form. We'd come off a great four-quarter effort, probably the one game this year that we've been able to put four quarters together. But you walk away disappointed in that the fact that we got beaten by, I think, 30 in contested ball, which we know starts our game, and most teams now use that as their stat. So just disappointing that we weren't able to on the big stage.
What were you most disappointed about?
Probably,
you didn't perform in a big game when.
Yeah, probably a bit of everyone's watching Friday night footy, and just our contested footy stuff across the board wasn't at the level.
Were you annoyed at the lack of fight? I didn't see any sort of aggression or anything. Like when you were challenged, I didn't see anyone. Like, for example, if Patrick Dangerfield left my side, I'd be trying to barrel him.
Yeah.
His first opportunity I got.
You got a good point.
And I didn't see anyone go over and even make it a hard night for him. In fact, I saw him ragdoll a few of our players. So that's what I was frustrated at watching it, and that's where I reckon we need to toughen up a little bit there.
Yep, totally agree.
Yep. You do. Absolutely agree. All right,
totally
that's good.
Agree.
All right, let's delve a little bit deeper. And I want to preface this by saying, and I mean it, I do admire you. I think you're a great captain. You're a great bloke. And when you come in here, you have a presence. I think you're a real good leader. And I can see it when you're on the ground that you are the sort of bloke that people do follow. So I probably disagree with, well, I do disagree with what KG had to say. But you just agreed with Rue the lack of things that happened the other night. So should you have done more? Should you have shown a bit of aggression and perhaps done the things that Rue just talked about?
Oh, there could have been some things that I could have done better. I know there's a lot of Carey said that I shouldn't have come off when I did.
But he says that about every forward. But I say the same thing too. I don't think he was having a crack at you when Duck said that.
But
back you up there.
What we've got to understand is the game's changed a little bit. So we have rotations that are sort of pre-exempt. And I got told about five or six minutes before that it's your turn to come off. So the game was on the other side of the ground, up and down, up and down. I think it'd be pretty selfish if I went off when we're in defence, which we were most of the night, and left 17 blokes to defend the opposition.
Right.
I think that'd be a selfish by a leader to do that.
All right.
So I went off as soon as I could in the next break of play.
Fair enough.
And I think a lot of the time now, forwards are getting smashed about going off. That's the only time now that
you get a chance
to go off.